Today's Shiur Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of Manolon Deloy Kaimon. As we learned in the previous Shiur, our Gemara is reporting the dialogue that takes place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had we been given the Torah, we would have also fulfilled it. Had we been forced to receive the Torah, we would have also fulfilled the Torah, and therefore we should not be held responsible, and we should not lose the opportunity to receive schar because we didn't receive the Torah. Says Hashem to them, I gave you zayin mitzvah pnei noyach, and you don't fulfill those zayin mitzvah pnei noyach. How can you even ask or claim that you should have received the entire Torah? Ask the Gemara, how do we know that indeed the Goyim would not mekayim the zayin mitzvah pnei noyach? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Reb Yosef. The pasuk says in Chabakuk, Omad v'yimoydeid oretz, ro v'yater goyim. My ro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got up and saw something, and because he saw, he released the Goyim from an obligation. My ro, what did he see? Ro zayin mitzvah shekibol leim bnei noyach v'lekimam. He saw that there were the Zion mitzvahs that they accepted upon themselves and they didn't fulfill. And says the Gemara, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they weren't fulfilling the Zion mitzvahs b'nei ne'ach, Amen v'tir lahem, he released them from that obligation. Asked the Gemara, Isgur, it turns out that they benefit from doing the wrong thing. And asked the Gemara, and came at Sinu Chayt and Isgur, so it turns out that they're benefiting from the fact that they ignored HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandment. Answers the Gemara, Amar Mabre Dervina, Loimer, on the contrary. At this point, where we're up to is, Sha'apish Mekayman Aysam, that even were the Goyim to fulfill the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, and Mekam Leim Schar. They won't receive Schar. And therefore, that's not that they benefit from being released, they actually lose. Ask the Gemara, is that true? For Tanya, Hayre Meir Omer, Menayin Shafila Oyv Kacham Vaisik B'Torah. I don't know that even if we have an Akum that learns Torah, and as Tosfos points out, when we speak about an Akum learning Torah, we mean the Torah of the Zayin Mitzvah Pnei Noyach, because the halacha is that an Akum who learns Torah is Chayiv Misa. How do we know, says Tosfos, has the Gemara, Shafila Oyv Kachavim, that he's considered on the same level as a Kohen Gadol. Tamalaymer, says the Pasuk, Ashiyasa Oysa Adam V'chai Behem. The Torah says any person who fulfills the mitzvah of Hashem V'chai Behem, and points out the Gemara, Kohanim Levim Yisrael M'loin Nemer. The Pasuk doesn't say Kohanim Levim Yisrael. Ela Ha'adam. The Pasuk says the words Ha'adam. Ha'lamanata to teach us. Shafila oiv kechavim v'oisik b'Torah. Even if you have a guy learning Torah, harayu kohen gadol, he's on the same category as a kohen gadol. So why are we saying that a guy doesn't get schar? So there's a number of points to be made. The first question is, here, our Gemara is saying that we learn from the word ha'adam to include an akum. As Tosfos, throughout Shas, we know that the Gemara says, atam kruyim adam, Vena Akum Kriyim Adam. So how here is the Pasuk including the Akum, and normally Adam is used to exclude Akum. So some Rishonim explain that's actually a Machloikis, and our Gemara is following the opinion that Akum are included in the category of Adam. Tosfos makes an interesting distinction. Tosfos distinguishes between the word Adam and the word Ha-Adam. Tosfos says Adam indeed excludes an Akum. Ha-Adam includes an Akum. But the question is, what's the difference between the word Ha-Adam and Ha-Adam? So I finally saw a very nice pshat. We know that when the Torah, whenever we use in Hebrew the letter He before a word, it comes to show that it's Choshev, that it's distinguished. Say the Mefarshim. Akum, when he does a mitzvah, he does it for honor. He does it for glory. Ha-Adam. He wants to be considered a great individual. So the word Ha'adam includes Akum. What? How does a Jew do a mitzvah? He does a mitzvah because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah, not because he wants to be considered great. So Adam, without the hay, I just want to be a regular Jew, do what I'm supposed to do, is only Klal Yisrael. Adam, you want covet? That includes the Akum. Tysus also points out that a Akum that learns Torah, the Gemara says, Harei Kain Gadol. Why is they considered like a Kain Gadol? But Tysus makes an interesting observation. He says that the Gemara says that he's only equal to a Kain Gadol, but he's not greater than a Kain Gadol. Unlike the Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham who's a Mamzer is even greater than a Kain Gadol. So I saw a very interesting question from the Satmar Rebbe. He asks, if our Gemara is not saying that the Akum HaOisik V'Torah is greater than the Kain Gadol, he's only equal, so he might as well be equal to anyone else, why is the Gemara specifically comparing him to a Kain Gadol? So he says a very nice part. He says, the Pasuk says, in regard to the Kain Gadol, in describing the Kain Gadol, V'Kain HaGadol Mi'Ochiv. And there are two drushes in that Pasuk that actually complement each other. One drush is, HaKain HaGadol Mi'Ochiv, is that the Kain Gadol is supposed to be greater than all the other Kainim. B'Chochma, B'Noi, B'Oysher, he's supposed to be smarter, more, better looking, wealthier. There's another Pasuk, there's another drusha, HaKain HaGadol Mi'Ochiv, Gadlehu Mishalachav. That if he's missing something, his other Kahanim should supply it. So says the Satmar Rebbe, let's think about it. You can't supply somebody with wisdom. I can't make you smart. You can't supply somebody with good looks. I can't make you look good. What can I supply you with? Money. If somebody is not wealthy, people can make a fund and he'll become wealthy. So he points out, so when the Drush, when the Chazal say, Gadlehu Mishalachav, really, what are the Chazal saying? They should contribute money to make him a wealthy man. So he says, when an Akum does mitzvahs, very much in line with what we said a minute ago, why is he doing it? He's not doing it l'shem shemayim. He's doing it for glory. The Akum ha'oisik v'tayra is kain gadol. He wants to be like the kain gadol. Just like the kain gadol is supported and gets wealthy, he too, his intent in doing the mitzvahs is l'shem mamon, to become wealthy. So here we're saying that they do receive schar. Answers the Gemara, Eloi Malach, She'em kam lehem schar k'metzuva v'oisa. They indeed receive schar, but they don't get it on the same level as somebody who's commanded to do a mitzvah, El kamish ein mitzvah v'oisa. Like somebody who's not mitzvah v'oisa. Damar Chanina, Gola mitzvah v'oisa, Yos mish'en mitzvah v'oisa. Somebody who's obligated to do a mitzvah is on a higher level than somebody that's not obligated. So if so, the Goyma, so we're back to where, what is the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Akum? I saw a very nice part from the Netziv. Because here our Gemara is sort of debating, does Akum get schar for doing his mitzvahs and punishment for doing his averus or not? So the Netziv makes a very interesting point. He says, there are actually two aspects to the schar one receives when he does a mitzvah, and to the onish one receives when he does an avera. One is he gets personal schar and personal onish. But he goes on to say, as the Gemara Masechta Kedushin actually says, that when somebody does a mitzvah, Ashraf should, that he was machriya kol ha'olam l'kavzchus. That not only did he do a mitzvah and receive benefit, but he actually did a tremendous favor for the whole world. And so too chas v'shalom, vice versa. Suggest in the tziv, that element of mitzvah and aveira, that when we do a mitzvah and we do an aveira, it doesn't only affect us personally, but it affects the entire world. That is the difference between Akum and Yisrael. Akum only get their own personal schar, and Einish Yisrael gets for the whole world. So Agamari here has introduced the concept of Gola Mitzvah Oysa Yos Misha Eni Mitzvah Oysa. Why? So I saw a number of pshat, and Tysus actually addresses the question. One is, somebody's Mitzvah Oysa is constantly worried, will he do the mitzvah? Because he knows he's obligated to do the mitzvah. Somebody who's not Mitzvah Oysa doesn't have a worry because he can't go wrong. If he does it, fine. If he doesn't do it, it's also fine. Another pshat, along the same lines, is that if somebody does a mitzvah, he's obligated to do a mitzvah, he's never quite sure that he really did it right. If somebody who's not obligated to do a mitzvah does a mitzvah, he can never have done it wrong, because the worst is it's not counted, he wasn't obligated to do it anyway. Another pshat that Tosfos alludes to is that somebody who's mitzvah oisa, the Yetzirah tries to prevent him from doing the mitzvah, because that's the Yetzirah's job. Somebody who's not mitzvah oisa, the Yetzirah doesn't really care. A third pshat is that the word mitzvah in itself, what does mitzvah mean? A commandment. A commandment is only somebody who's obligated to do it, not someone who's not obligated to do it. I saw a beautiful pshat. We all know the parasha of the Akedah. And when Avram and Yitzchak arrive at Har Moriah, if we look in the pasuk, we only find Avram building the Mizbeach. We don't see Yitzchak helping his father at all. Why? Yitzchak wasn't ready to help his father. We know Yitzchak was ready to go as a carbon, so why wasn't Yitzchak helping? So I saw a beautiful pshat. Avram Avinu didn't let him. Because Avram Avinu was a mitzvah v'aisa. Avram Avinu received a commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the Akedah. Yitzchak wasn't a mitzvah v'aisa. Avram Avinu wanted the mitzvah should be done in the best way possible. He says, I don't want you touching this mizbeach. I want to do it all by myself because I'm a mitzvah v'aisa. Continues the Gemara. Elakach Omer Ayv the Kacham from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is what the Goyim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rivan Shloilem. Yisrael Shekablua. Find Klai Yisrael Mekayim the Torah. Heichen Kaimiu. Where do we find that they were Mekayim what it says the Torah? Amo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani made them Shekayim the Torah Kula. I could say testimony that they were fulfilled the entire Torah. Amo Lefona. So they respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rivan Shloilem Klum Yesh Av Shemeir Abanoi. Can a father say testimony on behalf of his son that we, Klal Yisrael, considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children? The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shemayim V'aretz Yidu. Let the heaven and the earth come to say Eidus. Shekayim Es Torah Kula, that they have fulfilled the entire Torah. Amar Lefan, everybody in Shloilem, Shemayim V'aretz, Noigim Be'idosan. They're partial, because as the pasuk says, Shnema, im loy brisi yom v'layla, chuka shemayim v'aretz loy samti. So if the world depends, v'amer shnem l'lokish, ma'idik sivi erev yvoyki yom ha'shishi, m'lam ha'shis na HaKadosh Baruch Hu mas b'reishas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation with the world, v'amer, im yisro m'kab mas terosi, if klai yisro will be m'kab l'tayra mutov, great, v'm'lav, and the achse eschem l'tay v'voyu, I'll destroy the world. The world will come back to nothing. V'amechizkia, ma'idik siv, m'shamayim shamato din, eretz yor v'shokta. Yor means that's trembled. V'shokta means it's calm. These are contradictory terms. Im yoro, l'm'shokta, if it was trembling, why was it calm? V'm'shokta l'm'yor, if it was calm, why was it trembling? El b'tchila yoro, first the entire world was trembling. If klai yisro v'm'kayim the Torah, Upsaif Shakta. And then it was calm when Klai saw Makayim the Torah. So they're very much partial. So why are they, they can't be the ones that say testimony. Tosfos asks, fine, they can't say testimony. But the fact that the world exists should be the biggest aidus that Klai saw fulfilling the Torah. Because Al Gemara just taught us, says Tosfos, that if Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Sholem, don't fulfill the Torah, the world will be destroyed. So isn't the fact that we, Baruch Hashem, see that the world is in existence the best raya that Klal Yisrael is fulfilling the Torah? So Taisa says two terutzim. One terut Taisa says, who really keeps the world going? Hashem. And we just established a moment ago that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is partial to us. So maybe we're not deserving that the world should continue to exist. Maybe we're not acting appropriately. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father, has Rachmanis. But then Tosfos says another teretz. Tosfos says that the Tanai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Shemayim V'aretz wasn't an our fulfilling of the Torah. The Tanai was regarding our Kabbalah of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with Ma'aseh Bereishis. If Klal Yisrael will accept the Torah, the world will continue to exist. If they don't accept the Torah, it won't continue to exist. And we indeed accepted the Torah, but it isn't the Raya that we're fulfilling the Torah. Ask the Chasam Sofer, if so, they should be kosher Eidus. Because their existence no longer depends on our fulfillment of the Torah. Their existence only depends on our accepting the Torah. That's, they're finished. Says the Chasam Sofer, that since they were negei be'edus at the Shas Kabbalah HaTorah, because that's when their existence and our Kabbalah of the Torah was so linked, they become possible for edus, and the individuals who become possible for edus remain possible even if that issue goes away. That's Chasam Sofer's teretz. And I saw that the Klovenberg Rebbe quotes this Chasam Sofer, and he says that this is an important perspective to take to tshuva. He says, a lot of times people do tshuva, but they don't carry out the tshuva that they do. But the Kabbalah is sincere. And Tosfos is teaching us that what's important is the Kabbalah, the acceptance, even if you don't always, I'm not suggesting that you don't have to carry out, but as long as your Kabbalah is a sincere Kabbalah, we see from Tosfos' second teretz that that's what's most important. Tosfos also asks, that the Gemara here says, Yom HaShishi, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a condition dependent on Yom HaShishi, and we know that the Gemara discusses if the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. Here it seems that it was given on the 6th of Sivan. So Taisu says that either the first day when they arrived at Har Sinai doesn't count because they were tired from the trip, or indeed it was supposed to be given on the 6th, but then because, as we learned from Sefta Shabbos, various circumstances, it was delayed one day. But again, we have a dialogue that we're in the middle of between the Akum and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, discussing what is the raya that Klai Yisrael has fulfilled the Torah. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says to the Akum, Mechem yavo yuvi'idim em Yisrael, from you themselves, there will be testimony, Shekaimus HaTorah Kula, that they fulfilled the entire Torah. Yova Nimrod, Yova Avram, Nimrod could come say testimony regarding Avram Avinu, Shlo Avad Avad Eskham, they refused to worship Avad Zorah, and he was ready to go into the fire. He went into the fire. There's a fascinating Rashi here. The Marsham makes this point. So I think we've discussed this previously in our Shurim. What was the status of the Avos? Were they considered B'nai Noach, or were they considered B'nai Yisrael? Because on one hand, they were the forefathers of our nation. On the other hand, they lived before Kabbalah HaTorah. Rashi clearly points out the Marsham, says, Vavram, this Rashi in the side here, Nimrod, the Ramaskal Nimrod, Vavram ben Noachu. Avram is considered ben Noach. So from Rashi, it's clear, says the Marsham, that the halachic status of the others were B'nai Noach. Yovel Lovin, let Lovin come, v'yod v'Yaakov, to say testimony regarding Yaakov Avinu, shloi nechshar al gezel. Yaakov Avinu was a son-in-law by Lovin, and he lived in Lovin's home for over 20 years, yet he didn't take one thing from Lovin without permission. Tavad eshes peyti farah, v'tod b'yosef, shloi nechshar al aveira, that Yosef refused to be seduced by her. Yovel Nebuchadnezzar, v'yod b'chanani mishov azarya, they refused to bow down to the tzelem. Yovid the Yovish, Yod ben Daniel, Shlebitol se tefila. The Yosh, Daniel was a member of the Yovish's household, and the Yovish had made a rule that no one was allowed to daven, and Daniel didn't care. He davened Hashem. Yod ben Daniel, Shlebitol se tefila. Yovid belded Hashuchi, v'tzoifer hanamosi, v'aleifas hatemoni. These were, as those who learned Eiv know, the colleagues of Eiv, the Nevi'im, who were the colleagues of Eiv. The Yid member Yisrael, she came as a Torah Kula. Shenema, the pasuk we quoted in our previous year, Yitnu Einayim Yitzdaiku. They could say testimony about the proper way Klai Yisrael behaved. And that's why Klai Yisrael deserving of the Schar and not the Akum. However, continues the Gemara. Omar, Lefanov, Rebbeinu Shloim, says, say the Akum to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tulun alam roish for that sena. Give us another chance. Amalem Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shaitim Shabbat Olam, Misha Tarach be'erev Shabbos, Yoich b'Shabbos. Only someone who prepares on Friday for Shabbos will enjoy Shabbos. Misha Loi Tarach be'erev Shabbos. You don't do anything in preparation for Shabbos. Hechen Yoichel b'Shabbos. How do you expect to enjoy Shabbos? And I saw, in fact, that this is the makar of all of us. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has this minig. That when we say Kiddush Friday night, we begin with the words Yoim HaShishi. Shabbos is not Yoim HaShishi. Shabbos is Yoim HaShabbos. Why do we begin the Kiddush with the words Yoim HaShishi? Because our Gemara, you can't have Shabbos, says our Gemara, without Erev Shabbos. And that's why we begin with Yoim HaShishi. Misha Tark B'Erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite mercy, says to them, Avakei Mitzvah Kali Yeshli. I still have an easy mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say soon why it's an easy mitzvah. The Sukkah Shema. So I saw the Mefarshim point out, why does the Gemara say the Sukkah Shema? What's the difference what it's called? The Sukkah. The mitzvah Sukkah. So Mefarshim point out, as the Gemara itself is troubled, why specifically mitzvah Sukkah versus all other mitzvahs is the mitzvah that they are given? So it answers the Gemara that the name of the mitzvah in itself gives you the answer. The word Sukkah is from Lashon Soch. It means that the Shechina is on the Sukkah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give them one opportunity. What's the one opportunity that he gives them? That they should have a chance to get Tzchar. They have to do a super duper mitzvah. What is the super mitzvah? The Sukkah Shema. Look at the name of the mitzvah Sukkah, and the name itself represents the great Tzchar that this mitzvah could bring. L'chuva also oisai. Go do this mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, mi matzus ha'mer tachi? Is that possible? V'amar b'shub ben Levi ma'idik siv, asha noich mitzavcha hayoim, hayoim la'asoysam, v'loin l'mocha la'asoysam. The mitzvahs can only be done in this world, and then after Mashiach, hayoim la'asoysam, v'loin hayoim lito schar. Schar doesn't come in this world, not only in the next world. So now it's too late. Says the Gemara, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'tshuva yom b'yosef. Indeed, technically it's too late. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I mentioned, in His infinite mercy gives them a chance. V'kai v'mai karle mitzakala. Why is it called mitzakala? V'shum the last big sunkis. It doesn't really take a big expenditure. M'yad kalach v'echad noita v'hoylech oysa sukkah b'roish gagoy. Everybody goes to build a sukkah on the roof. And here too, as I said at the beginning of the shiur, the Mefarshim point out, where did the guy make a sukkah? If they already get a mitzvah, they immediately build it on the roof. That everybody should see. They want right away that everybody should see. Look at the mitzvah I'm doing. They do it right away for publicity and glory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdalem chama b'tkufas tamas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the hot sun. V'kol achat v'achat mevad b'sukkosoy. It gets very hot. It gets impossible to sit in the sukkah. And everybody kicks his sukkah v'yotze. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, the natkas ma'aser seima v'nashlich b'men avisayim. Says the Gemara, let's understand this. Magdur, how do we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts this way, that He makes it so particularly hot? For Amrit Ham, we just said a moment ago, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'trunya b'yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to act as mercifully as possible, making it very hot and difficult to sit in the sukkah. Is not Rachmanis, says the Gemara. Mishum Yisrael Nami Zimni the Mashkalid Kufas Tamis at Chaga. Sometimes Sukkot comes out earlier in the year, and it could still be quite hot in Sukkot. So it's not treating the goyim differently than us. And Vehavle Tzara, we also have Tzar. Ask the Gemara. Let's understand this. If that's the case, Vamer Rava Mitzdar Potem Sukkah. There is no chiv to sit in the Sukkah when it's so hot. Answers the Gemara. Nay the potter. Halachically, one may leave the sukkah. But the issue with the goyim is not that they leave the sukkah when it's so hot. That's halachically permissible. The issue is, b'uti mivati, what do they kick when they leave? That's what's unacceptable. So just to speak about this for a moment, I saw that the Mefarshim point out, we know that sukkahs comes out right after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right after Yom Neron. Why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Jewish calendar that way? I saw a beautiful pshat. Indeed, sometimes it's very hot, sometimes it's very cold. It's hard to sit in the sukkah. We're all human. And the human reaction is, the natural reaction is to be upset. I have to sit in the hot sukkah, I have to sit in the cold sukkah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the yontif of sukkahs right after Yom Neron. That's the time of the year that we're full of Yerushalayim. We just experienced the Yom Neron. somebody who has a real measure of Yerushalayim in himself is careful how to treat a mitzvah. Just also to speak for a moment about this mitzvah, this halacha of mitzvah potam and sukkah. First, the Biyar halacha says, it's obvious, that that doesn't mean that everybody has to travel to Israel for sukkahs, where the weather is nice. You're allowed to stay wherever you live, and if it ends up being bad weather, you're potam and sukkah. But what he does say also is very interesting psak. He says that since the halacha is mitzvah potam and sukkah, so that means if somebody, let's say somebody wants to be machmer. Again, I'm not going into all the hilchos sukkah today. But let's say somebody is uncomfortable in the sukkah. He sits in the sukkah, it's cold. And he remains in the sukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have a real issue here. Because he's not really supposed to be sitting in the sukkah. He's a mitzvah. So, and there's certainly a shaila of making a bracha of leisha b'sukkah. So what's the right thing to do? He has to be careful to put on a sweater. Because once he puts on the sweater or the coat or whatever, so he's no longer cold, and therefore he can make a bracha. Otherwise he would have a problem making a leisha b'sukkah, because he's a mitzvah. But then I saw a very interesting taz. The taz says, we know the halacha is, that a sukkah, al pidin, at least certainly according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, which we paskin like, only has to be zayin al zayin tfachim. We also know the halacha is, that a sukkah has to be a sukkah in which you could sleep. If it's a sukkah in which you can't sleep, it's not a kosher sukkah. So ask the Taz, who could sleep comfortably in a small space that Zayin Tfachim or Zayin Tfachim? So does a person have an excuse that this sukkah is a small sukkah, I have to be all kvetched up to sleep here, and I should be potter, but star potter in a sukkah? So he makes a very interesting point. He says, if somebody built a large sukkah, and then for whatever reason, it becomes difficult for him to sleep there, he has the p'tur mitzvah potam in a sukkah. But let's say somebody went and built a small sukkah. And after he built himself the small sukkah, he says, how could you expect me to sleep in the small sukkah? It's not enough room to spread out. He doesn't have the p'tur mitzvah potam in a sukkah. Why did you build yourself such a small sukkah? Continues the Gemara. Miyad, as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the reaction of the goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mesachek Aleihem. Shenemar, as the Pasuk indeed says in Tehillim, Yoshev Shmaim Yitzchak. Amar Yitzchak. Points Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Tzchak Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Oysa Yoyim Bilvad. Normally HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't laugh. Again, this is all the best we could explain it. Only that day when he sees the difference between the Goyim, the Akum, and Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Ikad Amasa Lahad Rabbi Yitzchak Aha. But there's a different version of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Oymer. Lasad Lava Boyin Avdik Echavim. When Mashiach comes, the Goyim will want to become Jews. Ask the Gemara, at that point, do we accept Geirim? But Tanya, it's too late. And as we find, like Kibble Geirim, Geirim were not accepted, Leibimei David, in the time of David HaMelech, because then we are concerned that the Goyim were only being Megayir because they were scared. And we're concerned that they were only Megayim in the time of Shlaima because there was tremendous wealth. El Shnasu Geirim Gerurim. Two Pshatim in the Farshim. One Pshat Geirim Gerurim is that they really don't go through a Geirus process, but they act like Geirim. Another Pshat is they go to a Bezdin, that even though the Halacha is that the Bezdin should not accept their Geirus, they go to a Bezdin that doesn't know this Halacha, and accepts them as Geirim, where the Halach is, that and this rule, that even though Bezin should have not have accepted them as Geirim, if they were accepted, they're considered Geirim. U'menichin tefillin b'reishayim, tefillin b'reishayim, and they put on tefillin, tzitzis b'gdeyim, mezuzah b'pescheyim, they put on tzitzis, they put on a mezuzah. So I saw a very nice part. We know, all of us, know that what's the proper order we do every morning. First we put on the talus, then we put on the tefillin shel yad, and then we put on the tefillin shel rosh. And here it says just the opposite. They put on the tefillin shel rosh first. What's pshat? That's a very nice pshat. We follow the Torah because that's our Masorah. It's not because we intellectually came to an understanding of who God is. We do it because that's what Hashem wants of us as members of Klal Yisrael. Here we're referring to Geirim. They weren't born as Jews. They intellectually arrived at that conclusion. So what's the first thing they put on? Tefillin Bereish Sheyem, to represent that they came to this point because of intellectual understanding. However, says the Gemara, Kimish Roy Mechemes Koy Gemagag, once they see the Mechemes Koy Gemagag, Omelahem Amabasim, and they ask Goy Gemagag, why are you here? And they respond, Allah Shem Val Mashichai. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Lomer Roksh Goyim Ulumim Yegarip. As soon as they see that this is the price of being a Jew, Kalachav Menatik Mitzvosai, everybody takes off his mitzvahs for Hailach. Shenem, the Natkoy as Mashisayim, they take off the tefillin, they take off the tzitzis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Umasachik. And Kodesh Baruch Hu seeing this sits and laughs. Shenem, Yoshev Shemaim Yitzchak. Amar of Yitzchak, and in that comments of Yitzchak, Einloy la Kodesh Baruch Hu Schoik El Oysa Yoyim Bavad. Asked the Gemara, is that true? Eni, Vamar B'yudam Rav, Shteim Esri Shaz Havayoyim. The day is 12 hours long. Shalosh HaRishayin is the first 3 hours of the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Vais B'Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns Torah. Shniyas, the next 3 hours, Yoshev V'Don as Kol Olam Kulay. He sits and he takes, and he judges the world. Kivin Shiroish Neschayev Olam Kliya. Once he sees that the world is not worthy, Oymed Mekisa Adin, the Yoshev Kisa Rachmim. He goes from the Kisa Adin to the Kisa Rachmim. So the Mefarshim explain, as Rashi says at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with the Midas Adin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu really prefers that way. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu first starts with the Midas Adin. But when he sees that the Midas Adin, we can't survive with the Midas Adin, he turns to Midas Rachman. Tosfos says a very nice pshat. He says in Musaf, in the Kedusha of Musaf, we say, M'koymai hu yifem berachmim. So he says, what pshat in that tefillah? He says, Musaf is usually said in the second 3 hours of the day. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say what our Gemara just says. M'koymai, you're sitting in the makam of din. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu yifne, turn away from that place, Rachmim, go to the place of Rachmim instead of Din. Shlishis, the next group, Yoshev Zon as Kol Olam Kulay, he brings Panosa to every living creature, Mekani Re'emim, from the largest animals, at Beit Seikenim. Beit Seikenim is lice eggs. Mefarshim say, that's Pshat, when we say in the Pasuk of Ashrei, Pesach Es Yudecha, Masbir l'chol chai rotzon. L'chol chai. Everybody gets what rotzon, what they need. And that's what this Gemara represents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at every creature individually. Revius, Yoshev u'mesachik im levyosin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kav yochol, plays with the levyosin fish that we will have when Mashiach comes. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, levyosin zeh yutzata l'sachik boy. Aram Nachman, by Yitzchak, im b'ryosin mesachik, so I saw a beautiful pshat. In b'yosef mesachik, the Taras Chaim says this pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world. And he sees what a wonderful world he created. However, v'al b'yosef, he looks at the people he put into the world. That isn't so great. Amalei, Rav Achel, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Miyoyim shechar beis ha-migdosh, ein tzchok l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. From when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, there is no longer any tzchayk. U'menolan delekat tzchayk. Ilay medikseh v'yikar Hashem alakim tzvokos b'yoyma hu l'b'chil l'mispe l'karcha dilma hu yoyma v'suloy. Maybe it's only referring to that day when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. El diksev, the Pasuk says, im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yimini tidbak l'shoyne l'chiki im la'eskarechi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mourns over the destruction of Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, that isn't yet a pasuk. Dilma raya, dilma shichu deleka. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget the glory of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Avaschoik mia ika al meha. The pasuk says, hechisheisi mi'olam echrishes apik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to withhold himself from simcha. So I saw a beautiful pshat from the Imri Emes. He says, at a sheva brachas, we say, hasimcha b'mayna. He says, why do we say Shasimcha b'ma'aynai by Sheva Brachas? He says a beautiful pshat. He says, we know that when a Jewish family is built, It's kilu bon achas michurvais Yerushalayim. It's as if we built one of the destroyed homes of Yerushalayim. And that's very geschmack. Here we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is no longer happy. Why is Kadosh Baruch Hu no longer happy? Because he sees the destruction of Yerushalayim. But when it comes to a simcha of a chas of a kala, he sees the rebuilding of one of the churves of Yerushalayim. So that's simcha v'mayna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be happy again. Bervius my Ovid, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu then do? Yoshev malamet tenakish beis rabban Torah. He sits and learns with Jewish children. Shnema esmi yaridea esmi yavin shmua gemulei michalav atik mishadayim. Explains the Gemara. L'mi yaridea l'mi yavin shmua. Who are those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah with them? L'gemulei chalav l'atik mishadayim. The young children who had just been weaned off of nursing. Ask the Gemara, Mikara, before the Churban, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was spending that time b'schaik, man have a migmalahu, so he didn't have time to learn with the Jewish children, so who studied with them? Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seima, one Teretz says Matatrin, that's the main Malach administrating the world. Ibai Seima, Hava Ha'ovid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does both. Ask the Gemara, Uvalayla my Ovid, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at night? Ibai Seima, Mimein Yimama, the same 12 hours that you have by day, you have by night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows the same pattern. V'bayis Ema, Roich v'akruv kal, he travels on a kruv, v'shot b'shman esra v'alamis, he travels through 18,000 worlds, shnema, rechev elokim r'beisayim, elfei shinan, altek r'shinan al she'enam. The way to understand the pasuk is as follows. R'beisayim means 20,000. And then the pasuk says, alfei she'enam, remove alfei, alfei is loshen rabim, which means at least 2,000. So 20,000 minus 2,000 equal 18,000. V'bayis Ema, Yoshev v'shemei shirim v'pichayis. Shenema, Yoyim m'tzav v'shem chazdoi, v'mlai l'shiri imay. Amar Abelevi, Kol ha'paisik m'divri Torah, whoever stops to learn, v'aisik m'divri sicha, and instead of learning, he starts to shmooze, starts to talk dvar m'teilim, machil lo gach li resomim. Shenema, ha'koit v'meluach ali siach, v'shoyrish rasamim lachman. So I saw that the Chafetz Chaim explains that what is unique about the coals of the roisim tree. So he says that those coals don't get extinguished quickly. They remain burning for a very long time, for 12 months. So he says, typically what happens? Somebody's sitting and learning, and instead of continuing to learn, what he does is he starts to talk to his friends, and they typically will speak Lashon Hara. And Lashon Hara, somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, he says, ends up being Gehenna for 12 months, just like it takes 12 months for these coals to get completely extinguished. Furthermore, I saw from different Gedolei Yisrael that because it's such a strong Isser, the Gemara says, about somebody who interrupts his learning, that there were Gedolei Yisrael that had different Hanhagas, that had different customs, what they did when they stopped learning, that should so to speak be a reminder that they should perhaps not stop learning. For example, I saw from the Belzer Rebbe that every time when he wanted to stop learning and talk to someone, he was careful that all the sfarim he had on the table, he had to return back to the bookcase. So by remembering that you have to put back all the sfarim to the bookcase, they'll say, you know what, instead of schmoozing, let me continue learning. Says the Gemara, Arish Lakish, Kol Ois B'Tayr B'Layla, whoever learns Torah by night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshev Lov Chut Shal Chesed B'Yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make him find favor by day. Shnema, Yoyim Mitzav HaShem Chazdoi, Layla Shiri Imi. Ma Tam Yoyim Mitzav Chazdoi, how will a person be worthy of finding favor? Mishum the B'Layla Shiri Imi. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is posh pshat. Here it's night, and a person wants to go to sleep at night, and instead of going to sleep, he spends the night learning. So by day, he may be a little grouchy. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. I'll put on him a chut shel chesed that everybody will like him. Another pshat is, beautiful pshat. Somebody who learns by day, so everybody sees him learning. You know, if you're in the Beis Medrash by day, and people come into the shul and walk out of the shul, and you're sitting with a sefer, everybody sees you. Somebody who learns Torah by night, everybody's at home sleeping or whatever, and you're in the shul in Beis Medrash or at home sitting and learning and nobody knows. That's Torah Lishma. And the schar for Torah Lishma is that he has this that mashvel chut shel chesed. Ikedamri amr shlokish kol oisik b'tayr ba'olam haza hadoim lelayla. This world is like night. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashvel chut shel chesed ba'olam haba hadoim shel yom. Shenemar yom matzam Hashem chazdoi. I'll stop here.